Women in this country are increasingly more likely to speak out against sexual assault. And one D.C. student is taking the fight a step further by telling stories of other women who've been sexually harassed on public transportation. Carmel Delshad from member station WAMU reports in a warning. Her report does use graphic language.
Like many students, 22-year-old Margaret Robleski relies on the metro to get around the Washington region every day. She's a photojournalism student at George Washington University and commutes from her home in Maryland. But she says riding the metro often comes with an unintended consequence, sexual harassment. Last fall, she posted her latest encounter on Snapchat. As her friends weighed in, she quickly realized she wasn't alone.
That really just fueled my fire, that something really needed to be done about this issue, because I think it needs to be brought to light.
Robleski decided to grab her camera and get to work. She began a series on Instagram called I Was on the Metro When, publishing photographs of women who've been sexually harassed or assaulted on the transit system. So far, Robleski has interviewed about 14 women who faced anything from catcalling to public masturbation.
All the women that I've talked to really want to say something and want their voices heard. I don't think there's been an outlet for them to do that.
Robleski says she was inspired to act by the Me Too movement taking place nationwide. Public spaces like the metro are rife with incidents. 2 years ago, Metro commissioned a study that showed 20% of respondents faced some type of sexual harassment on regional public transportation. National statistics show a similar pattern. It took a lot of lobbying from activists to convince Metro to even begin tracking harassment on its buses and trains. Holly Curl, with the advocacy group Stop Street Harassment, remembers approaching Metro leadership alongside other groups in 2012.
The initial response we got was, one person's harassment is another person's flirting. It's not a problem on our system.
But it was a problem. Curl says within a month of that meeting, the D.C. Metro was on board with what advocates were asking for. Now, Metro has partnered with Stop Street Harassment and other groups to put up anti-harassment ads throughout the system and a webpage to report harassment. The agency is also running a revamped PSA, with Holly Curl as its voice.
Welcome to Metro. We want your experience on board our trains and buses to be safe and free of harassment of any kind.
Metro studies showed people aware of the campaigns were twice as likely to report harassment. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
Then we start to build, you know, okay, we have a database, all right, and we can start to track that in case, you know, in case it does evolve into something, or there we see a pattern starting to develop here, we can get on top of it.
Critics of Metro's approach aren't sure reporting will amount to anything, especially in cases where the harassment may not be against the law, like verbal comments. And while there's still more work to be done, Holly Curl says she believes Metro is doing what it can to tackle the issue.
Sexual harassment is a rampant problem in all arenas of our life, so it would be unrealistic to expect one transit agency to solve it. We have to address the culture and change it.
That kind of change may not happen overnight, but Curl says this moment is the most promising she's seen in a long time. For NPR News, I'm Carmel Dalshad in Washington.